KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 59 degrees in Atlantic. Happy Independence Day. We look forward to be sunny here in Atlantic today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, police are asking for the public's help in finding a man they say hit an officer with a stolen car and is facing charges that include attempted murder. The Council Bluffs Nonpareil says Andrew Brown was being chased by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department on June 25th in a vehicle allegedly stolen from Omaha. Council Bluffs police officers attempted to disable Brown's vehicle with stop sticks, but officials say Brown directed the vehicle towards several officers before striking one. The officer was flipped into the air and against a utility pole before landing in a ditch. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries and released. Brown then abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot. News time is 7:07.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
A man from Elkhorn was injured during a motorcycle accident Wednesday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says 50-year-old Terry Lee Robertson was transported to Mertzu Hospital in Harlan by Elkhorn Rescue. After the 2004 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was driving crashed when it came upon an animal on the road. Robertson braked and then lost control of the cycle before it entered the north ditch and came to rest. That accident happened around 12:15 p.m. on County Road F-58, about 2.5 miles west of Elkhorn. Two central Iowans were injured, and a man from southern Iowa was killed late Wednesday during a collision in Dallas County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the drivers of the vehicles, 23-year-old Michael James McAfee of Adel and 58-year-old Kent Winslow Mills of Dallas Center, were injured in the crash near Dallas Center. A passenger in one of the cars, 31-year-old Gregory Dean Anderson of Sheraton, was killed. Officials say a 1994 Buick Century driven by McAfee was traveling west on 250th Street at around 10 p.m. when he failed to stop at the stop sign with U Avenue and was hit on the passenger side by Mills' southbound 2009 Chevy Cobalt. After the collision, both vehicles came to rest in the southwest ditch, where the Century rolled onto its top. McAfee was flown by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Mills was also injured, but the patrol's report did not indicate if he was transported to the hospital. Officials say he was wearing his seatbelt. Anderson, who died at the scene, was also wearing a seatbelt. A pursuit early Wednesday morning in Mills County resulted in a non-injury accident. The Iowa State Patrol says a Mills County deputy had been engaged in the pursuit of an unplated 2000 Chevy Malibu at around 4:25 a.m. southbound on County Road L-55. During the pursuit, the driver of the car, identified as 27-year-old Billy George Cates of Council Bluffs, lost control of the vehicle, which then entered the east ditch and hit a culvert or field drive before coming to rest upright in the east ditch. Cates was arrested without further incident and cited for failure to maintain control and violation of financial liability coverage. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office late Wednesday morning released additional details about a fatal motorcycle accident that occurred Tuesday evening north of Council Bluffs. Sheriff Jeff Danker reports at around 8:12 p.m., deputies have been dispatched to 19885 Old Lincoln Highway in reference to an injury accident involving multiple vehicles. Upon arrival, witnesses advised that a black 2009 Buell motorcycle was northbound on Old Lincoln Highway. While passing another northbound vehicle, the operator of the Buell lost control of the bike, resulting in both him and the passenger being ejected from the cycle. The operator of the Buell was identified as 18-year-old John Harder, the passenger identified as 18-year-old Joseph Goodwin. Goodwin was pronounced dead at the scene. Harder was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by ambulance. After the driver and passenger were ejected from that motorcycle, the Buell continued sliding into the path of a southbound 2005 Harley-Davidson operated by 67-year-old Catherine Kennan. The Buell then struck Kennan's Harley-Davidson, causing her to crash. The woman was transported to UNMC by ambulance. A third person, who was said to have been in shock, was transported by ambulance to the hospital. An investigation into that accident continues. Atlantic man was arrested Tuesday on a Cass County warrant for delivery of a controlled substance. The Atlantic Police Department reports 26-year-old Levi Olson was booked into the Cass County jail. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office is warning the public to be aware of a new scam that's come to the department's attention. Officials say victim of the scam received a call from a person or receive a call from a person claiming to be from Publishers Clearinghouse. And in order to receive money, the victims have supposedly won. They're told they need to forward money to another location. Afterwards, someone calls the victims and claims that to be the county sheriff, verifying the victims have won money. And officials say this is a scam. The sheriff's office reminds citizens to never send money to any party claiming that you must send money to receive money back. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Norma McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A visitation for Norma McMahon will be held from 9 until 11 a.m. this Saturday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Nissen, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Edwin Nissen will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gary Lee Miller, age 66, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Lily Margaret Woods, age 90, formerly of Elliott, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Lily Woods will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Helen Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eugene John Siebernaller, age 79, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eugene Siebernaller will be held Saturday at 1:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kathy Paulson, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A private family celebration of life memorial service will be held for Kathy Paulson at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is assisting the family with arrangements. Terry Hepler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Terry Hepler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Kenny Mitchell, age 61, of Wyota, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Kenny Mitchell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.